Hello, today is Friday, August 3rd, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the July 2007 U.S. employment situation. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate, which was officially labeled as essentially unchanged, rose 0.1% to 4.6% in July. That unemployment rate was the result of unemployment rising by 188,000 persons and a civilian labor force that only grew by 159,000 to just over 153 million, with 30,000 fewer people working. About 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 92,000 last month. An interesting twist in the goods-producing sector. Manufacturing only declined by 2,000 jobs in July, while the data finally showed what economists have been puzzling over. The construction sector has begun to lose jobs, 12,000 last month. Residential building was down 4,200 jobs, while non-residential building was down even further. It lost 69,000 jobs. Natural resources and mining continued to dig out new jobs with a 2,000 job gain. Once again, it was the service-providing sector to the rescue, with a 104,000 job gain in July, which was off the pace of June's increase of 133,000 new jobs. The retail trade sector, with a total of nearly 15.4 million jobs, continued to process some job returns in July, with a minor 1,200 job loss. Despite retail's losses, the wholesale trade sector received a shipment of 10,300 new jobs last month. Professional and business services recovered nicely with a 26,000 job gain. One of the more notable subsector gains was in computer systems design and related services that computed 14,800 more jobs on top of a 5,400 job gain in June. One big gainer was education and health services with a total of 39,000 new jobs. Education services loss of 5,600 jobs was more than offset by 4,400 new jobs in health care and social assistance. Consistent with recent trends, hospitals checked in 8,600 more jobs and home health care services added 7,600 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality welcomed 22,000 new jobs in July, while government jobs were down 28,000 due to reductions at all levels. Local governments cut 16,000 jobs, state governments were down 10,000, and federal employers sent 2,000 jobs home. For those of you in the staffing industry, we have bad news. Temporary help services employment continued to shrink with a 6,900 job loss in July to settle at 2,589,300. That's seasonally adjusted. For July, temporary help employment was down by 0.3% from the previous month and down 1.7% from July 2006. Temporary help services employment continued to lose incremental market share of overall jobs in July to 1.87%, which is where it was a little more than 2 years ago. Several theories abound regarding temporary help employment's ongoing poor performance. Last month, and again this month, some private employment analyses found that only small and medium-sized companies saw employment growth and that large employers actually experienced declines in employment. It would be a safe assumption to say that a significant portion of temporary help activities takes place at large companies. If large companies are declining in employment, for whatever reasons, certainly because they are offshore and more production would be a significant one, they would have less need for temporary workers, hence the lackluster performance. To express it another way, jobs that were being filled by temporaries are likely being sent offshore in a disproportionate number compared to the general employment market. Overall, this was a relatively positive employment report. Although the unemployment ticked down 0.1%, jobs growth was still relatively healthy at 92,000 new jobs, and that takes into account the impact of a 12,000 job loss in construction and 28,000 fewer jobs in government, which were likely the direct result of dropping housing values and hence tax revenues and budget shortfalls. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.